Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Hello, darling.
What's happening?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging out in Houston, Texas, finishing up rehearsals over the next 2 days and start this tour on Friday night, coming to you, I believe, the very first day of July.
That is correct, at the Pavilion.
Yes. We've built it up, me and you, Carrie, all of us. We've built it up. We've been doing, you know, we've gone to Fenway. You hung out with us in Myrtle Beach. You know, we did Godsmack, you know, last year. Now it's time for the Shinedown Big Show.
Yeah, the show
this summer
on the waterfront at the harbor.
Yes.
Very fancy at the Pavilion.
Yes.
After seeing you in Myrtle Beach, which was really weird because I had never seen you guys do that kind of show. I can't count how many times I've seen you. I've seen you in every size venue, but that show was like acoustic and crazy, like deep tracks. And then the band comes back and plugs in and beat the hell out of the crowd. And then the show is over. And I was like, what the hell did I just watch? I had never seen you guys do a set like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was kind of the approach to those shows also. For some of your listeners that don't necessarily know what we were doing in the month of May, what we did in May was we did a bunch of shows that were residencies. Like, we played the House of Blues, which you came to, I think it was the second night. And it was so awesome to see you. Because I remember we were talking about that, and you were like, well, I'm going to be down there. And then we coordinated. It was so cool to have, you know, you and your guy and all of his friends and stuff like that. It was super cool.
Yeah, it was very cool to bring a bunch of ornery Marines to come and see you guys.
I know. It was fun, though. They were all very, very, they were class acts, though.
We didn't break anything.
No. And you didn't eat all the food, so that's a plus.
No, not at all. By the way, there's so much more fried stuff in Myrtle Beach. Like, there's a lot of fried things there.
Yeah, it's either fried or it's, let's see if we can put macaroni on everything, including, like, cheesecake.
And then let's fry the macaroni and put it on cheesecake, because why wouldn't you?
Yeah, because that's a thing. Anyway.
And it was during bike week, too, so it just got even crazier.
Yeah. And I mean, look, May was, we were headlining festivals, and then we had these residency shows. Like, we did two nights at the Ryman Theater for the first time in Nashville. We did two shows in Myrtle Beach, which a lot of people may not know this, going back to the very first album, Leave a Whisper, our very first DVD, our live DVD, was actually shot in that building. And so
I learned something about you, too, during that show, because you talked about how much time you spent in Myrtle Beach, like, as a kid.
Yeah. It was the closest, like, water that, you know, we could get to from, like, Knoxville. It was like an 8-hour drive. I remember going up, you know, there, like, you know, pretty much from the time I was, I guess I was probably, from the time I was 8 years old to the time I was like 14 before I started driving. But I was always up there like every summer. I got a lot of really, really cool memories there.
Aren't those beach arcades the best? Please tell me, because this is just going to take our friendship to another level. Please tell me that you enjoy playing skee ball at the arcades at the beach.
Well,
oh, come on, Brett.
Our relationship is built on trust. I'm not going to BS you. I was definitely, I still am to this day, I was definitely like the Pac-Man guy.
Always
in front of Pac-Man and Galactica. So that was me. I'm not bad at skee ball, but it wasn't my forte per se. But I tell you what, like, if we get an opportunity this summer. I think we have to turn and burn when we get to Boston. I don't think we have a day off or a day off after anything.
Oh, you guys got some time off.
Me and you may have to, you know, we may have to like stretch a little bit, you know, and a little skee ball challenge maybe in our.
I think that might have to happen. And it's got to be the old school machines with the wooden balls.
Yeah, totally. I'm not going to do it on like a digital machine.
No. And I want all the tickets.
Yes, it's got to be tickets too. Now they just put it. I take my son to like Dave and Buster's, or we'll go to this place called the District a lot. And it's like, it's on a card. Like, all your tickets are on a card. I'm like, there's no fun in this.
No, not at all.
But then people get mad at you because they're like, well, we're trying to be good to the earth and the carbon footprint. And I'm like, you could recycle this.
You know? Reuse the tickets, but just give me the tickets.
Yeah, I don't even want to play the game. Just give me the ticket.
I've been looking on eBay because I know every once in a while, like, arcades will close or they'll buy new machines. I want one of those old skee ball machines in my house.
The thing that I want eventually is I feel like I'm shamelessly plugging the District, which they just now. There's not a lot of them in the U.S., but they're usually a major market. You could probably look it up. I mean, there might be one in Boston. But they have just an insane line of, like, old-school pinball machines that are, like, awesome.
I love pinball.
And they revamped all these movies with these new pinball machines, too. So they've got, like, the Addams Family and Avatar and they've got, there's one that I don't know if people remember, like Big Trouble in Little China. There's one of those. There's like a Halloween one that they're all renovated and stuff. That's always fun to like go in and like play pinball.
Well, listen, there's a lot of rock bands: Aerosmith, Iron Maiden, AC/DC, Kiss, obviously, that have their own pinball machines. Why can't Shinedown have one?
Well, I think that idea was probably just born right this second. So I know somebody is listening.
You're welcome.
And they're like, I can build a pinball machine based around, but you know what it has to be? I need a pinball machine based around Shinedown and Mistress Carrie. Now, if somebody puts that together, that would kick ass.
Yeah, absolutely. Big cartoon versions. And I'll just be like the little purple-haired cartoon character in the corner where you launch the balls. There's a joke there somewhere.
There's definitely a joke somewhere in there. We want to keep it PG-13, though. I think it's early enough in the day.
Yeah, this is a family show, Brent. Knock it off with your perversions.
I'm sorry. I take it back. I take it all back.
So I want to talk to you about the bands that you guys are bringing to town, because we've been playing that band Bad Flower a lot.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about the other bands that you guys are bringing, because these are bands you haven't toured with before, right?
Yeah, this was very much a planned tour for this summer, and specifically with these bands. You know, I remember last year with Bad Flower, I remember hearing Ghost for the first time and going, "Who's this?" Because some bands have a sound and some bands make a noise, and these guys make a noise. They're really, really good. And they also have this very unique honesty about themselves when they play live. And they're massively tight, but they just got a lot of attitude. And I fell in love with, you know, the sound of the band when I heard Ghost for the first time last year. And now they've got a new record out. They've had 3 singles already. They're working their newest one, which is called Promise. And they're just, we wanted to do something different. You know, we wanted to work with some different bands. And then the two bands from the UK, which the opening band is a band called Broken Hands. They're very quirky, yet they're very alternative. They got an interesting sound. They got a brand new record coming out in August. But we had found out about them through traveling the UK and Europe pretty extensively for like the last 3 years. We actually just announced another UK European tour for the very first time. A lot of people have been asking for this, but we're touring with Alter Bridge in November and December in the UK and Europe. So we spent a lot of time in the UK these last couple of years, and I came across this band called Broken Hands, and they're just, once again, they make a sound. It's very unique. We talked to the management with the label and what have you, and they're coming over for their very first time in America touring, so that's awesome. And then also Dinosaur Pileup. A couple of years ago, I heard a song called 1111, and I was like, who is this? And lo and behold, it's a band called Dinosaur Pileup.
They're very quirky and weird, but they're very cool.
They're super cool. They're a three-piece. Once again, another band that has, they make a noise. I was actually in London about 5 days ago. I actually went for 72 hours, met with Matt, the singer for Dinosaur Pileup, met all the guys in Broken Hands for the first time. We've been playing with Bad Flower earlier this year with some sporadic tour dates here and there just in regards to like festivals and what have you. But this tour is about 6 months in the works. So we started talking about this 6 months ago, at really the end of last year. And, you know, look, we've had great success over the years with certain bands that we would be put in the category of being in those circles and done a lot of co-headlines over the last couple of years and what have you. And we're very honored by the fact that we've toured with a lot of those bands as a co-headliner. But we just decided, you know, this year, and specifically in the summer, that we were going to headline. And instead of kind of going one direction, we kind of wanted to bring some, you know, really new blood into the fold, but bands that we're actually into in regards to like the new bands and so forth. So it's going to be really, really fun. A lot of youth in this tour. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. We're going to have a blast. It's a huge show. And it's exactly what you want it to be. It is just absolute rock and roll fun, you know, out of the gate. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Well, I haven't had a chance to talk to you publicly since you were in the studio last and since we were at Fenway before the marathon. But I just wanted to thank you and Zach and everybody in the band and just everybody for making the marathon run just such a huge success. The grand total was almost $18,000 that we raised for the home base program. And
I love it, man.
You know, it meant so much that you guys got so behind my run. I know everybody at home base was just so happy that, you know, everybody got behind it and was so supportive. And it you know, the course was ridiculously hard. The weather didn't cooperate. I've gone on record as saying that I'll never do it again because it's one of the hardest things I've ever done. But, you know, I just really wanted to make sure that I took the time to thank you guys because it really meant the world that you guys were there and so supportive.
Well, you've been there for us from day one, and you're part of our family, and we adore you and we love you, and that's never going to change. We'll support you no matter what, you know, anywhere in regards to anything, especially with you and the city of Boston and, you know, all of you, you know, you mean the world to us. And I thought about you that day. I remember, and you sent me the picture too. And I remember when we were talking, when we were there at Fenway, and you showed me, and forgive me if I forget the actual name of the company, but was it a chevron? It's the sign. I remember you telling me about the sign. Like, once you see the sign.
Oh, the Citgo sign in Kenmore Square.
Yeah. I thought about that sign. And I thought about you until you sent me the picture of you crossing the finish line. But you know what? Not only did the weather not cooperate and was it one of the hardest things that you've ever done, people really need to know this about you because you don't BS anyone. And we've always been very upfront with each other. We've known each other for a long time. Everybody that's listening to this right now, when she says it's one of the hardest things she's ever done, she means it because this woman jumps out of airplanes, okay? I don't know if everybody knows that, but she literally voluntarily jumps out of planes, okay? So,
It was so emotional to get to that finish line. When I went by the Citgo sign, I knew I had a mile left, and my brain was telling me, you're never going to finish, even though I had already done 25, because the last mile, it's just, you just want it to be over. And I remember just turning onto Boylston Street, and I was just in such awe that I was doing it, and I was bawling. I have all these ugly cry pictures of me finishing the marathon, but it really was an emotional experience for me. I have so much respect for people that do it year after year. I mean, the people that win it are just not even human. I don't even know how you run that fast, but it really...
Yeah, especially 26, what is it again? It's 26 miles?
Yeah, 26.2. The last 0.2 are the bitch, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. Even just saying that out loud. I'm tired just saying that. 26... 0.2 miles. Ugh.
I know. I'm telling you, I'll never do it again. And if I ever call you and I'm like, hey, I'm running the marathon again, I want you to get on a plane from wherever you are. I want you to sneak up behind me and hit me with something heavy. I'm giving you permission.
Okay. Everyone heard it here first. I have permission to knock some sense into her.
That's right.
But here's something I got to say, because we've not touched on this. You did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long way. And not only that, you were doing those kinds of miles, you know, for what you trained for a year, right?
I started training in January, so don't give me that much credit. But yeah, I mean, in training, I ran hundreds of miles.
Exactly. You had already ran hundreds of miles, like you just said. And, you know, the thing is that you have every reason in the world to be proud and also not to, you know, and should not feel any shame by saying, I will never do this again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you did it. You got nothing else to prove. All right.
6 hours, 24 minutes, 50 seconds. Not like I was keeping track.
Oh, my gosh. Just that in and of itself. That's an accomplishment. That's awesome. I will tell you this, though. I am not going to be the guy that will say that I'm even going to do a half marathon. But you did inspire me to at least one day a week, because I work out pretty much 6 days a week.
Oh,
no,
I know.
What.
I watch on Instagram.
But you inspired me one day a week. I'm trying to add a mile each week. So the other day I actually ran, it was on a treadmill, but I ran, what did I do? I did almost 4 miles the other day, because with me, I don't do distance running. Like, I do a lot of, you know, I do a lot of agility training, but I don't like run for long distances. But I told myself, I was like, what's something that you're not used to doing? You should try to see if you can run for distance. So I started at a mile and I was getting bored. And then I was like, you know what? Let's do once a week. I'll just add a mile. So I'm up to like 4 miles. This week I'm going to see, maybe I'll do 5. So you did inspire me to see how far I could push myself.
All right. So here's what I propose, because you guys are going to be in New England for a bunch of dates, including obviously the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion on Monday, July 1st. Here's what I'm proposing. We find the time, and we've done Fenway a couple times, which is a very Boston thing, but another Boston thing that I think you guys need to experience is to go for a run along the Charles, which is beautiful.
How long is the Charles?
Well, I mean, the Charles is miles and miles. We don't have to go the whole way, but just the scenic part that's downtown, and you go down by the Esplanade where they do the fireworks on the 4th of July, and you know, you run by MIT and Harvard and all that, and you could see all the skyline. It's beautiful.
We might be able to put something together for that.
And then we shower, not together, and we go to the North End and pig out on really good Italian food, because that's the other thing. The only meal we've ever gone out to get together is like Fenway Frank's together.
You just run so you can eat pasta.
Yes, Brent. That's the whole freaking point.
All right. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not down for it.
All right.
You know?
As long as you're down.
But I love that, though. I'm realized, like, yeah, you just beautiful run so we can eat pizza and pasta at the end of the night.
Welcome to Boston. That's the Boston diet right there.
You know what? I'm in.
Well, I'm going to hold you to that, because you're going to be here next Monday, the 1st.
Yeah, I know. We're counting it down. That way we can kind of, we're going to get a couple shows under our belt, make sure we're all good to go for everybody in Boston.
And then we're going for a run, and we're eating.
All right.
All right. I'm going to let you go so you can go do whatever rock stars do.
I'm going to go rehearse.
There you go.
I'm going to go do my job.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm going to go back to doing whatever it is that we do around here.
You make the world happy.
Or something.
No, you do. You make a lot of people happy. We're all very, very lucky that you exist. You are 1,000% necessary.
Aww.
I love you, dear.
Thank you, honey. I love you, too. And I'll see you guys soon. All the details on the show at the Pavilion are up at WAF.com. I don't know if there's tickets available, but you can go to the link and find out. Bye, darling.
Hey, love you.
Love you, too. I'll see you soon. I'm taking you up on that dinner.
Let's do it.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.